This is Distraction Therapy, a podcast from Rob Watson. Conversations about how we're coping at a time of change. Hello, it's Sunday the 7th of March. I'm Rob Watson and this is another sound walk. I've come out later in the day today. It's what time is it? It's about 10 to 5 and it's still sunny. It's a very bright day today, which is nice. And lots of people out and about having a late afternoon, early evening stroll. So I thought what I'd do is maybe just capture some of the sounds of the voices and the different accents that you hear around the city, if possible. I'll venture closer toward the clock tower as usual. Might be a bit quieter today than I thought it would be. But we're kind of coming to the end of a lockdown period, and I think there's a kind of a need for people to be out and about now and moving around. So it's probably been quite a busy day out in the town centre.
Yok lan. Martin bir kere oynadık da diğer gizli ifade geldi. Şimdi ആം സാധാരണ
I'm going to check the house.
Parigi.
One of the things I'm working on at the moment is a project based around the census, which is about telling stories, and hopefully we'll be able to hear more about that in the next few days. But Leicester's fascinating because the census is collecting information about, you know, who people are, where they're from, what nationality, what culture they identify with, and just standing in the city centre gives you an indication of how diverse Leicester is and the range of languages. And one of the things I've learnt from doing this sound walk is to sit and listen, and sometimes, you know, it takes a bit of time to zone into or tune into some of the sounds and the voices that are there. So things like the bicycles that go past, the way people are using their mobile phones either for chatting. There's a thing now where people are playing music on loudspeakers that they've got strapped over their shoulder. You know, there's the electric bicycles. Some of the bicycles are much older than others, some are fairly new. And then the kind of conversations that people are having and the way in which those different voices are, you know, people walking along drinking. They've been to a fast food takeaway with burgers or whatever it is that they've got, and how that, you know, the urban centre becomes a place of recreation. And the other one is how sound travels. It's quite interesting. And what is immediate and what is distant. It's quite fascinating to start to unpick a soundscape in a concrete environment as opposed to somewhere where there's a bit of wildlife.
think of that little red thing there.
Yeah, but what now? You bag the paper, man.
Yeah, that's okay.
Vallahi kardeşim gel. Nereye gelsin görüp? Nereye gelsin sesin akar.
The sun's gone in now and the temperature's dropped a couple of degrees. The wind picked up a bit and it's a bit of a chill, so it's not quite spring yet. One of the things about the census, and I'm sure there's lots of information being circulated from the government at the moment, the Office for National Statistics, about the census, is with Leicester, I think the focus has been on really support and getting into the different communities, the different language groups, the different faith groups, people from different backgrounds. I think we're going to be really surprised at the level of diversity in the city. We've had recent figures suggested that one in six people have applied for European settled status following Brexit and citizenship, and the range of communities that live side by side, particularly in the city centre. And I would be looking to get out of the city centre as the lockdown eases. So You know, Leicester's not just about the town centre. There's plenty of other places, as I've explored briefly on previous sound walks. If you would like to take part in one of these sound walks, I'm always up for meeting up. If we can spare, I don't know, maybe an hour, grab a coffee, have a stroll somewhere where you know you are familiar with, that might bring back memories, that's got a soundscape that you can listen to, and kind of, it's a prompt really. Suggests that we are trained to use our eyes and less well trained to use our ears. Just get in contact. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at RobWMedia, and you can email me rob@robwatsonmedia.net. Been listening to the Distraction Therapy podcast with me, Rob Watson. If you want to get in contact, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at RobWMedia, or visit the website robwatsonmedia.net.